earlier this year, we spoke with artist Susie Germani. Third-party vendors were going to her website, taking screenshots of her items, posting those pictures on their site, and then mass-producing knockoffs. Well, afterwards, we heard from many artists. One said she contacted Amazon to take down her Etsy photos after discovering that an Amazon shop was selling her knocked-off jewelry with her pictures and name for double the price. And boy, did we hear from photographers. Their work is copied and sold outright. What can they do? Well, Judith Wallace practices art and environmental law at Carter, Ledyard & Milburn, LLP. She joins us from New York. Judith, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you hearing a lot about this?
Yes, and that extends not only to sort of more moderately priced work, but right up to and including artwork that sells in the millions of dollars.
Really?
Right. Although, of course, the knockoffs aren't selling for quite that price, and they do dilute the market by being of lesser quality and possibly being in context that the artist wouldn't be comfortable in.
Right. These are independent artists and not a lot of income and not a lot of time to spend tracking these down. What Susie did was file a copyright infringement claim with Amazon. Amazon has some ability to file a claim. She was kind of frustrated with the process, but she did file a copyright registration form. What does that mean?
Okay, so what Amazon provides and what other platforms provide is it's a process that dates back about 20 years under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. There's a safe harbor provided for online retailers and platforms like YouTube and the like that happen to host uses that are infringing on copyright or trademark. Mm-hmm. They get a safe harbor as long as they provide a process for these takedown notices.
So who gets a safe harbor?
Amazon or other platforms. As long as they provide a process for copyright owners to assert their rights and have that infringing use taken down, mm-hmm. That's called the takedown notice process.
Well, but we heard that many artists have a hard time proving that it is theirs.
Right. And so for any other content creators who are not as well established as, say, Walt Disney or mm-hmm. Nike, they have a heavy lift. Mm-hmm. To convince Amazon that they're the copyright holder in the first place. You know, part of the success that some people may be having over others is that people who are successful may be providing more specificity in the notice, more detail. It may be easier to act on, and it may just be that some of the larger sites are swamped.
So talk about how you do protect yourself. Susie filed a copyright infringement claim with Amazon. We heard from listeners. Here's one woman who is also a professional photographer and knows that her images have been stolen. So she's imported her signature into a watermark application, and she now signs her images with that. Talk about what you have to do legally to put your mark on your work.
Well, what you need to do legally to create a legal presumption that you are the creator of the work and therefore be able to target the infringers is to register with the Federal Copyright Office. And they actually do try and make the process easy for visual artists. That said, the challenge with infringers who violate others' rights on platforms like Amazon is that Amazon provides a process which is definitely less than satisfactory for a lot of people. And it's really difficult to identify the infringer, to find out where they're located, whether they're in the U.S. or otherwise, and then to hold them actually accountable. While infringers are stealing, they're stealing amounts of money that it can be really cost ineffective to try and recoup
right.
using legal remedies.
What if the artists decide, as in the case of a couple of artists that we heard about, to directly contact the vendor? Because they have been able to find some of these people. Many of them are in China.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, people are saying, well, it was online, so it belongs to everybody. This sense that the internet is free, people are applying to everything they see on the internet. If people decide to go directly to the vendor, what should they know when they do?
Well, one thing you should be aware of is that if you're going to somebody who's stealing your work, you are giving that person a heads up, and they may try and offensively use the process to prevent you from asserting a complaint by claiming, for example, that they're the original creator of this work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect anyone to be apologetic. And I would expect them to assert any of the exceptions to copyright that would allow them to use a product or allow them to adapt a design.
Like what? What's an exception?
You know, claiming to be a work by Susie Germani that's created by her and that you are selling. That's out-and-out counterfeiting. But there's a fair use exception to copyright that allows you to adapt work the quintessential example of fair use is adaptation or quotation for parody or commentary in a different medium in a way that's sort of transformative of the original. But if I were communicating with an infringer, I would expect them to try and use every possible weapon at their disposal to dispute my claim.
Right. And one of them might be saying, no, I altered it. I didn't have your picture.
I didn't copy it outright.
Right. I didn't have a picture of an owl. I put a halo on the owl. Yeah. That's Judith Wallace. She practices art and environmental law at Carter, Ledyard, and Milburn LLP. We hope we've given you artisans out there who are getting ripped off online some information. Judith, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.